T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, the Wall Street Journal probably says it all. The headline this morning, blackouts, fires, high gas prices. Who wants to live in California today? Well, Joel Kotkin studies demographics at Chapman University in Orange County. He's executive director of the Center for Opportunity Urbanism. So, Joel, let's see if we can answer the Wall Street Journal's question, perhaps rhetorical. Who wants to live in California today?
Well, I think a lot of people want to, but the question is, can they? And basically what you're seeing is more and more people are leaving. It's not, you know, given the size of the population, it's not a massive emptying out, but it's definitely been accelerating. Probably more to the point is we're not attracting people, including immigrants, any way we used to. In other words, it's more difficult for people to move here. And then when we look at who is leaving net, we're finding overwhelmingly that the group that's really beginning to leave, and this is the scariest part, people in their 30s and 40s with middle class and even upper middle class incomes. It's not the old people who are leaving. It's not necessarily the poor people who are leaving. It's the people who can't buy a house in a good neighborhood, have to deal with the crappy schools, and everybody who just listened to your traffic report.
Yeah, they're sitting in their cars right now. So is that just what it is, that your money goes so much further, you can get that lifestyle that you envisioned for yourself way easier someplace else? And where do they go?
Well, where they're going, of course it varies, but, it depends. Some people, particularly if they're a little better off, they'll go to Oregon or Washington. A lot of people go to Texas, a lot go to Arizona, of course, a lot go to Nevada. There's quite a decent movement to places like Nashville and Tennessee and even somewhat to Florida. But basically, the only places where we have now sort of net positive migration, pretty much New York, Boston, Chicago. Those are the only places where people are still coming here from there.
Well, how much of this has to do with the fact that people are finally waking up to the reality of the state, which is very different than, this was a state, as I'm sure was built to a larger degree on untruths at the turn of the last century when, civic leaders aided by the L.A. Times at the time tried to get people to move to California, told them all kinds of things that really wasn't true, never was, about the place.
Now, at least the weather was always good.
Well, the weather was always good, but they didn't mention the little nitpicky things like earthquakes and fires and mudslides and things like that. And so now people...
The added value.
Yeah, but now people are realizing that all those things are a part of this state, are going to be, because of climate change perhaps, increasingly a part. Add to that mix the economics, and I kind of think that maybe the Wall Street Journal has a point. Why would anybody want to live here?
Well, first of all, I don't think, climate change affects people all over the world, so you can't say, we have it worse than Florida, and we don't know remotely what it's going to look like in 10 or 20 years. There are different scenarios. But the real problem, I think, for California is that we are now are increasingly becoming more regulated, more taxed, very difficult to start a business here. The groups who are really losing out are young people, people in their 30s and 20s, but 30s. If you read the survey data, the people most dissatisfied are the young, and then minorities, who are finding it impossible to buy a house and, difficult to find decent education. So, I think that Newsom would like to blame, everything, on climate change, which I just think is a nice, easy out. But the reality is there are many places in this country where the government is much more favorable to the middle class, thinks that middle class neighborhoods are fine, are in favor of businesses opening up. Right now, you'd have to be almost insane to open up a manufacturing plant in the state of California from the beginning. You wouldn't do it. You just wouldn't. I've taken a look at the manufacturing numbers the last decade, and particularly the last year, and it's one of the lowest in the country.
Joel, let me interrupt, because how much of this is something of our own doing, when I say our own Californians? I mean, it was Californians, not government, that voted in favor of Prop 13 that put a kind of permanent cap on real estate tax increases, which helped fund things like schools. It's the people of California that insists on buying one car after another instead of using their money and voting their money to go toward mass transit. It's the people of California that are doing all these things.
Well, we've spent a fortune in mass transit. Let's say L.A., we spent at least $16 billion, and we have fewer people taking transit now than we did in 1990. I don't know. That doesn't seem to have worked out very well.
Because you need to spend more.
There isn't enough money on the planet to build a transit system of the 19th century variety, which is what they're building, and serve a area that is spread out and has evolved the way it has. There are things you could do with autonomous vehicles. There are things you can do with people working at home. You could have dial-a-ride system for people who are dependent on transit, which are infinitely better than I live in Orange County and watching those big OCTA buses with three people in them at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't know. That's not probably the best use of your resources. I mean, we've made a lot of stupid choices. And then, of course, you know, Prop 13 had its problems, but I happen to have been the Washington Post reporter covering Prop 13 when it happened. Shows a little bit of my age, but you know, in reality, people were being driven out of their homes. They had a reason for it. Had the state had a more moderate policy, I think people may not have gone for Prop 13. There was at this stage of the game, you can't say Californians are undertaxed. Okay, there was a time where you might have said, well, it's sort of in the middle, 20 years ago. California is now like in the top two or three in terms of overall taxation. We tax, you know, old real estate a lot less than we tax other things. But our income taxes are high and getting higher.
That's Joel Kotkin, studies demographics, Chapman University there in Orange County, director of the Center for Opportunity Urbanism. Joel, thanks.